Bhikkhus, one trains oneself mindful of the whole body I breathe in. One trains oneself mindful of the whole body I breathe out. because one trains oneself concentrating the mind. I breathe in. One trains oneself concentrating the mind. I breathe out. Because one trains oneself liberating the mind. I breathe in. One trains oneself, liberating the mind. I breathe out. So just sitting with a wide open awareness, with the eyes open to any visual impressions that impinge, without looking at anything in particular. Open to whatever sounds impinge, without listening to anything in particular. Open to whatever physical sensations arise, without attending to anything in particular. Seen, just what is seen, and the heard, just what is heard, and the felt, just what is felt. Allowing experience to reveal itself to us as it is, clear and undisguised. Noticing in this open field of awareness the feeling tone of all sensation, the sense of what's pleasant and what's unpleasant. And noticing if there's a sense of preference, if some things are liked, some things are disliked. Noticing if some things are wanted and some things are not wanted. noticing in the mind if there's a quality of confidence in the practice or a quality of anxiety, sense of I can do this or I can't. Noticing if there's any sense of doing the practice. So if these things are there, just noticing that these things are there, and if they're absent, being aware that they're absent. And if there's a quality of identification there, perhaps a subtle sense of self-confidence that I can do this practice, seeing if it's possible to just let that go, relax around it. Allow it to just be there as long as it needs to be there. So we're looking directly into the very face of the true nature of mind, which is beyond attraction or aversion.